It's now time for our weekly Fool Radio game. And this week, it's a game of taking stock. We'll present a series of clues all relating to stocks and have you tell us what we're talking about. Let's welcome first our contestant. It's David from Signal Mountain, Tennessee, right near Chattanooga. David, welcome to the Motley Fool Radio Show.
Well, thank you very much.
David, how about one Chattanooga-based company that investors may want to consider?
How about Chatham?
Chatham. Tell me just a little bit about Chatham.
Chatham Pharmaceutical manufacture a lot of over-the-counter products that people are very familiar with, deodorants, powders, things like that.
Excellent. We love the local flavor and always encourage people to research our own local companies. It's a great little advantage we can have as investors. David, with that insight in mind, let's play Taking Stock. For each of these, there will be three of them. The answer will be a public company, a stock today, and I'll give you a few clues toward each one. So again, I'll present the clues, you guess the company, and it's a Motley Fool ball cap for every correct answer. You ready?
I happen to have two extra friends in addition to the one I would wear. So that would be great.
It's always good to have two extra friends.
Absolutely.
Mystery company number one, here we go on Taking Stock. My founder's name is Rocky, but he's not a boxer from Philly. He's a wrestler from Japan. That's clue number one.
Benihana.
Wow. I didn't even start to give clue number two or three.
Rocky Aoki.
David, are you a ringer? I think it's fair to say that is a first on this show.
Okay, well, I'm glad to be a part of that.
I was going to mention to you that it started as a four-table restaurant in New York City, and it may not be Kabuki, but my chef still put on quite a show. Name that company. It is, in fact, Benihana. The Japanese restaurant chain started in New York City in the 1960s, now has locations around the world, and the founder of Benihana is Rocky Aoki. When did you first come across that name, David?
You know, I read the online version of the New York Times, and his daughter happened to be mentioned for some reason recently, in the past day or two.
Wow. Very timely. Benihana chefs, of course, prepare your meal at your table. Have you ever been to one of these restaurants?
Several times.
Have you ever seen anyone get injured, including the chef?
No, I haven't.
Neither have I. And as many spinning knives as I've seen at these places, I never once have seen anything but smiles.
That's right.
Stock, by the way, had a big week this week thanks to strong first quarter earnings. Same-store sales increased 9% for Benihana. Shares of the company have beaten the S&P over the last year, but have underperformed the S&P 500 over the last 3 years. David, how's your cooking?
I love to cook.
What is your specialty dish, your go-to dish?
I make a pesto roasted salmon over an open fire, and I roast some new red potatoes with garlic and leeks, and I have a green salad that I like to prepare.
Wow, that is most impressive.
Oh, thank you.
Let's go to mystery company number two. Here we go. Hint number one, my stable of products includes the magazine Pet Keeping with Mark Marone. Number two, my founder is a real homebody in more ways than one. And finally, clue number three, that's not my vineyard. David, what company am I talking about?
Martha Stewart.
That is indeed correct.
OmniMedia.
You got it. Martha Stewart Living OmniMedia. Martha Stewart, the founder, is a homebody in part because she's still under house arrest as she finishes her sentence. Martha Stewart, the company, as you may have noticed, David, had a rough week, big second quarter loss in part because of lower sales of Stewart's Kmart products. Shares of Martha Stewart have still more than doubled, though, over the last year, although most of that occurred in 2004. David, compare and contrast yourself with Martha Stewart.
I don't have an ankle bracelet quite as heavy as hers.
Okay, I would describe that as a contrast. Now I need a comparison, a similarity between you and Martha Stewart.
Probably both like to cook. She enjoys crafting, I enjoy woodworking.
One last chance to stump you. I think I might have the goods here. We'll find out. Mystery company number three. Three clues for you, David. Number one, my field is outstanding in its field. Number two, my offerings include Big Boy, Dolce 16, and Cool Crunch. And number three, my signature product was originally offered for free with each can of baking powder ordered. David, who am I?
I have no idea.
Good answer. The answer, though, is Wrigley. Wrigley Field in Chicago, home of the Cubs baseball team. Signature product is, of course, gum. Wrigley's gum was originally offered as a throw-in with Wrigley's baking powder. I must admit, I had no idea of that myself. That's why I have producers. Wrigley's sales were up 9% this quarter. The stock's been a solid performer. Shares up slightly for the year. They've almost doubled over the last 5 years. By the way, the stock market, in case you hadn't noticed, is about flat with where it was 5 years ago. David, the fact is you walk away with two Motley Fool ball caps on this show, which makes you well better than average. Thank you for playing.
Well, thank you.
And that's it for this game of Taking Stock. David takes home two full ball caps and some knowledge of some stocks and events that made news this week. You can always hear this game and this show online at fool.npr.org. And to keep updated on all the happenings at Fool Radio, sign up for our free weekly radio email. Just hop on to fool.com, scroll down to our free email newsletter section, and click on Fool Radio Weekly.